Good morning. Today is Thursday, October the 13th. Joining us this morning is Humboldt County District Attorney Maggie Fleming. Good morning.
Good morning,
Brian. You ready for the wind and the rain and all the stuff, the ducks?
Yes, exactly.
Okay. Let's see if we can find out. Was there a wet quote? No. We'll go with this one. Our Buckminster Fuller. This is great. The end move in politics is always to pick up a gun. Oh, yeah, if it wasn't so real, it'd be even more funny, huh? Boy, oh boy. So you want to talk about jury selection, huh?
Yes.
Or service.
Yes, jury service. Specifically you, Brian.
Oh, good. Yeah. Okay.
I understand we can pick you're asking on me. For a lot of deferment.
We can pick on me. That's not a problem. Everybody else does. I may as well, too.
That's right.
One of the challenges, I think, with what we have today with all the activity and, you know, the paperless society and all this other urban legend stuff is that we've got more time available. I don't sense that there's a whole lot of people that I would ever want to have on a jury for me that have a lot of time available. How do you determine that aspect of attracting folks to jury duty who don't have time available?
That is difficult. I mean, it really, jury service has always been a sacrifice by a large percentage of the people who serve. There are those who do have the time, whether it be because they're retired or they're on, you know, summer break because they're school teachers. But then there are those who really are making a huge time commitment and a sacrifice to serve. Well, and it's important because we really do want to get a cross section of the entire community.
Even if it's just a small, you know, I'm coming from a biased perspective here, but, you know, the businesses end up having to somehow triage together. Now, if you're a retailer, okay, maybe you work the front. If you're somebody who does this somewhat of a specialized function in the business.
That's right. It's always.
You hope and pray, you're not supposed to be able to text people during jury cases. You know, if let's say here, one of our units goes down. I got one guy, if he's serving jury duty, I'm off the air until he gets here and solves it. Well,
that's right.
You don't want to see me coming through the doors of the courthouse.
And that's always the issue. I mean, even if it's a two-day driving under the influence case, if you are someone who has...
Murphy lives in the courthouse, too. Right?
But, you know, I mean, that's part of jury selection is for those people who cannot serve for 2 days, they do get excused. And you see it. You see it with emergency room, you know, nurses and doctors. You see it with dentists. You see it with a lot of people whose daily... I mean, a good example are moms or dads who take care of the children or who are taking care of a senior citizen who needs their constant care and attention. And those people are then excused from jury service.
Would it make sense to have a profile database or something like that so that, I mean, you're still paying postage to send that stuff out to get a pool of a more likely viable pool?
I think ideally there'd be a better way for people to be telling us they cannot serve and then being pulled from the list.
It's 8:19.
You've never heard us before because we're something brand new. It's called Destination Radio. If you live in Ferndale or Gold Beach, Blue Lake or Klamath, Brookings or Eureka, you'll be looking for someplace different to take the family, something special to do next weekend, the best destinations for day trips and overnights, for hiking or biking, for beachcombing or birdwatching, and you'll turn to us for ideas because you're the reason we're here, to help you find your close-to-home destination. Stay, play, and relax with us, Destination Radio.
Good morning, KINS, News and Information Times, 8:23. We're back talking shop this morning with Maggie Fleming. Maggie, the concept of jury service, obviously it starts with the selection process. But what I think a lot of folks look at is the length of the non-courtroom time.
Yeah.
The selection process, sitting through the movie, doing the you got probably a day tied up, maybe a day and a half, depending on how the process goes, before anything's happening. Are there states, I guess, that have condensed it so that the if you do win the lottery, that the time commitment is less? It's a more efficient process, so that if you are able to, you're not having to give up as many days.
And you know, I don't know about that. I know that, you know, I started in Contra Costa County, and the way we did it there was you arrive Monday morning. You had the movie, the information presented by the jury commissioner's office, and then you stayed. So literally, in Contra Costa, with the shorter felonies, which is what I did when I was a brand new felony attorney there, I would pick a jury Monday, and it might go Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday. And then at Wednesday, when that jury went out to start deliberating at 2 o'clock in the afternoon, another panel came in, and I started another jury selection. So sometimes you would see the same jurors.
You as the prosecutor.
Yes, yes.
So the courtroom was always in use.
Yes, and I literally just stayed there. And
doesn't that happen now here?
What happens now is we have jurors on phone standby day in and day out. And I know it's a huge hassle for people, but when you compare that, some counties you just come and stay in the jury room because there's always going to be another jury being picked. It's actually hopefully less of an annoyance. I think it's hard because you're on standby at work. You know,
the
you're
uncertainty.
Saying to your boss or you're saying to your principal, you know, oh, I called in, they don't need me tomorrow, but they say I might be needed Thursday. But the reason we do that is to keep the jury, is to keep the courtrooms in use full time.
You don't want to lose jury or potential jurors. You don't want them to spread out, run for the hills. I'm familiar with Curry because we've got folks that have had to serve there, and they get tied in for a week.
Right.
Your name is drawn. Okay, you're in the pool for a week. If you survive the week or things are settled, boom, you want. Now, they've only got two courtrooms, so it's certainly a magnitude of difference.
Right.
But it seems like there's flexibility then either state by state or county by county how to approach jury selection. Is it a wide choice?
It, you know, it is. And it's one thing that our court executive officer, who's also the jury commissioner, I'm sure she's really aware of statewide, you know, different ways that different courts do it. And obviously the size of your courts, you know, how many you have has an impact on how many jurors you need and how long they need to be available. But the idea that we have time not waived cases and they have to go by a certain day and we're trying to get those out. So last week, we had a case where a defendant who has a series of time not waived misdemeanor cases, he completed one. Well, we were literally expected and had to bring in the next panel and start again because he was time not waived. You have to get all his cases done within 30 days. And then once we pass the 30 days, it's because we were in trial on his case. So we're okay, but you have to just keep bringing in another panel to keep going because that's his constitutional right. So we do expect jurors to be available on Wednesday or Thursday or Friday morning if that's when time runs.
Now, with the expansion of the courthouse, are there going to be more courtrooms?
I don't know that. The key is if we get more judges. So right now we're still waiting for the governor.
And everybody says we don't have enough judges. So you get more judges, you got more courtrooms, more need for jurors.
Right. But right now we haven't even had, the governor hasn't even filled the empty seat we have from a retirement. So I don't know.
Why not?
I don't know. Oh. I simply don't know what's the likelihood that we're going to get more judges. But I think important is using the judges we have. We should never have a dark courtroom. So if we finish a trial Wednesday morning at 11 a.m. and we have another case trailing and ready to go, we should have that court filled. And that means we need jurors to be available. And that's the reality.
Some of your predecessors got to do some rodeos around the concept of having professional jurors. It just seems, it seems efficient, it seems logical, it seems like that ought to have been already the case. You don't have to explain everybody. Some of the less principled attorneys, they play the game, you know, they shuck and jive. Okay, this is my third time I've seen you do this month. Knock it off. You know, don't play me for being stupid as a juror. I understand what's going on. And you start to develop some real strengths, I would think, and efficiencies, I would think, also. And you don't have the washout rate that you do with, you know, you all come on down now here approach to jury selection. Are there any counties in California that are doing professional jurors?
Not that I know of. I think there's always going to be concerns about how those professional jurors are selected. I mean, I realize that it's a huge sacrifice for our community, but I think most people would say they appreciate that our jury is based upon a true cross-section of our community, and that's working people as well as retired people as well as people who know it's a huge time commitment, but it's something they're willing to do.
KINS, I'll get her fired up. KINS, News and Information Time, 8:30. We'll be back with more from Maggie Fleming.
Do as a community to make Humboldt a better place to work and live? The answer is to make sure our kids are literate, able to plan financially, move forward in their education so they are better prepared to enter our workforce, and become contributing and productive members in our society, community, and economy. How do we do it? Through the Decade of Difference Initiative. Visit decadeofdifference.org and find out how you, as a parent, student, or business owner, can help. It's the Decade of Difference. Be part of it.
Good morning, KINS, News and Information Time. It's 8:35. We're back talking shop this morning with Maggie Fleming. This morning we're talking about jury selection. Talk shop presented by CDH Painting and by Redec. Maggie, so when you go through the process, I'm trying to think, there's got to be another option so that you're not as frustrated with people not serving. The judges aren't having to play hardball. I mean, you're really going to have deputies go out and grab people from work if they... I mean, that seems a little over the top, particularly when we don't have enough cops out on the street as it is.
So I'll tell you the story that I always share with the attorneys in my office where they say, oh, they're calling people because we didn't get enough. When I started in Contra Costa County, and they did this at all the courts, if we ran out of jurors, if I started a driving under the influence case and only 42 showed up, and then a lot of people because of hardship, because of work commitments, couldn't be there, and we got down to 20 and we didn't have enough, the judge would turn to the bailiff and say, go round up some more jurors. In the Walnut Creek Court, right next to it was the Denny's. And they would go to the counter at lunchtime and say, all of you, please come with me. Which, I mean, all of a sudden people walk in and now they're a little bit angry because they were stopping to get a sandwich and get back to their work. And now we're telling them you're here for 2 days. So it happens. I mean, the idea that the sheriff's going to send deputies out, knock on doors, I don't know how far we'll
don't
be
eat
able
around
to
take the courthouse. That, is that the lesson of the story?
Don't stop for coffee too close to the courthouse, because you may be on a panel.
Or if you do, make sure it's not the county that you live in. It seems like it's always been a challenge getting folks, though.
Yes.
And so that's why I keep thinking, if it's not working as best as it could, why not try to make it better?
And I agree. And I think, part of what the jury commissioner hears is, feedback from people who have suggestions. One suggestion I've made is I don't think it makes sense to have people call in after four. Because if you're trying to have coverage for your work, you may need to know sooner than that. I think it should happen earlier in the day because I always think we have a pretty good idea. you know, by noon or by one, what's potentially going to be needed the next day. And that would at least then allow people to get on the phone and, you know, either get a substitute if they're a teacher or call in the temp help for an office, sort of ideas like that. But I do think it's great when people who've gone through the process make suggestions. Sometimes they talk to me about it, but a lot of times they go directly to the jury commissioner, who really is the person who handles how the process is done and the issues that maybe people have with service.
Is there any recognition of the micro business? I know there's been an awful lot of emphasis through some of the economic development entities, you know, the three, the four, maybe the five man kind of shop. You know, if one of their folks leaves, okay, they're off, say 20% of their work staff is gone, or 25% of their staff, it really becomes difficult, particularly if it's more than a day or two. Now, some folks get that and some folks don't. But is there has there been any thought of having perhaps the county then providing temps? You know, why should the business have to incur these additional costs in addition to losing their person?
Right, and I don't think that any county, you know, could really afford to provide that. But what I do get, and, you know, jurors do raise these issues with the judges that, hey, you know, I'm in a small office if I'm not there. And so the judge will inquire, you know, well, what happens when you're sick? What happens when you take vacation? Because the idea is jury service is a vital part of how our system works or fails.
Well, and sickness makes sense.
Right.
Well, most people are only gone for a day.
Well,
maybe
flu,
two.
We hope you stay out long.
Well, if it's a surgical procedure, exactly. I mean, then you make long term, but there's no certainty in this.
Right. That's right. Okay. Well, and as we were talking about when we weren't on the radio was...
You mean the good time?
Yeah. Is that there are people who flat out say, I really can't commit to this long. You know, you're talking about a 3-week murder trial. I can't. And then the judge will say, you know what? We have another trial starting down the hall. And it's a 2-day driving under the influence case or a 2-day fishing game violation. Maybe that would be a better place for you to serve. And then they're asked to go to that other courtroom. And that's how we try to deal with that. But absolutely. There are some people who simply say, I wish I could serve, but I can't.
So is there relief for those of us who fall into that category?
Yes.
What could we do? I mean, it's not like you need to have the lawns mowed on a Saturday, you know, when we have free time.
Right.
Or something like, but is there some other form of service, I guess, that is available for those who still want to...
Not really.
Do the do, but they just aren't in a spot where they can.
No. What I do really appreciate, though, are the people who say this is going to be a tremendous hardship, but I think it's important and I'm willing to serve. And that, I think, is always amazing. I've had jurors who, when they hear about the nature of the case, say, you know what, I get why you need us to be here, and I'm prepared to use up my vacation to serve. I mean, it's pretty amazing how dedicated the community is about this. And then there are those folks who we understand they just simply can't do it. The person who takes care of the elderly parent who perhaps has dementia, the preschool teacher, you know.
The parent has the dementia, not the person?
That's correct.
Okay, good.
But, you know, like in preschool and kindergarten teachers on long trials, they really say, you know, for little people, this is having the consistency of the same teacher every day who knows their special, you know, needs is really, really important.
Yeah.
We always excuse them because it's understood. That job is so important. It's actually more important than your time right now to be on a jury. And then a lot of times those people will say, hey, I could serve in the summer. But coming up with a more streamlined way to raise those concerns, I think would be a great idea. And I know it would really help people because for the people who have to take a day off work to come to the court, to wait all morning just to see the judge to say, here's why I can't be there, that's a huge burden. So I would love, you know, if the community has suggestions for how we could improve on that, I think that'd be awesome.
Now, the county has also gone from half days to full days to this and that. Is there an optimal way to do it? I'm thinking, again, of the folks that are employed. Could you go 8 to 11?
No.
And then stop it at 11 and come back at 2 and go 2 to 5? So there was at least an opportunity there if in the middle of the day to, touch base, do whatever might be necessary.
My personal preference, and this is one I always raise with the judges, is I'd rather we take care of our business, whether it be sentencings or arraignments or pretrials, first thing in the morning and then at the end of the day, and run the trials basically with an hour lunch break. I think that's optimal for jurors. I know that a lot of jurors who do have, you know, their own personal businesses or, you know, basically they're counting on their own work in order to you know, make their, pay their bills, that a lot of them will say, hey, you know what, no problem. I'm going to go in and get a couple hours done first thing in the morning, and then I can go back at 3:30 or 4 when you release us and work until 7 or 8. And
just
I can
squishing
sweat.
It together
exactly.
Some time frame.
But for us, and it is a savings to the county for us to do that, because when, you know, I know I've talked about this before, a lot of experts, a lot of those sorts of people, we fly in. And if we could fly them in the morning, put them on for a good 3, 4, 5 hours, and then fly them out that night, we save a lot of money.
And Skype doesn't permit that to happen?
No.
KINS, News and Information Time, it's 8:43.
What's the shopping show all about?
If you haven't listened to the show before, it's kind of tough to describe.
I guess the easiest first step is to simply go to the Shopping Show website.
TheShoppingShow.net.
And join us this Saturday for the next Shopping Show.
On KINS 106.3 FM.
KURY FM 95.3 and 101.3 in the Illinois Valley.
And KEKA 101.5 and 100.9 in Eureka.
Good morning, KINS. News and Information Times, 8:48. Final couple moments with Maggie Fleming. Maggie, if folks do have ideas and opportunities that they've either experienced in other states or other jurisdictions about how to do things, whether it's communication-wise or time or flow or that kind of stuff, is that grand jury type of thing, or is that something they can call up their favorite elected district attorney and say, hey, I got an idea or two. You want to go grab a sandwich?
It's the jury commissioner, because they make the decision about how.
None of the above, huh? Okay.
So it's the jury commissioner who runs that, Kim Bartleson, and she works for the courts. And I know that she works hard every day to try to find solutions to a lot of the problems we raise. So hopefully she'll be able to assist jurors with possible solutions.
Is she? I know this is going to sound really stupid. Is she located in the basement also, where the jury room and all that stuff is? I mean, is that where you go?
No, her office is on the second floor, because she's also the court administrator.
Oh, so she's upstairs by the powerful people.
Yeah.
But she is open for ideas and thoughts,
yes,
and that kind of stuff?
Certainly.
Huh. Well, that'll be interesting to see. Is there any word if there will be a judge appointed?
We wait every day.
McGuire can't cattle prod something to the governor?
No, it's the governor. Yeah,
to
so
get his attention on, hey, man, you're hurting us up here?
I think that...
Is it tough to find a judge?
I guess so.
Okay. Well, I mean, if there's no interest in doing it, it doesn't matter, but I would think that would be kind of a cush job or seen as such.
It's not. It's, you know, and part of the problem is, I mean, I think the judges have a huge workload, but I think particularly when you work in a rural county like this and you have every type of case imaginable every day, it's tremendous.
Okay, now you're the good guy.
Thank you.
See y'all tomorrow.